It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chen.
This week, we continue our series coverage of the blue ribbons and red flags, which were identified through the 2019 Community Focus Report. Today, we are focusing on issues related to early childhood in our community. Our guest is Missy Riley, Director of Early Childhood and Parents as Teachers in Springfield Public Schools. Welcome, Missy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The report identified some major issues related to early childhood, and there are definitely some very positive outcomes, blue ribbons. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us some of the blue ribbons?
I know the first one that was identified was just the awareness of the importance of early childhood education, and this is something that we in the early childhood community makes our heart happy. We felt like we were carrying the banner uphill for so many years just by ourselves, but just in the past couple of years, we've really noticed that our community leaders and other people within the community have recognized the importance of early childhood education. And it's nice to be able to show up to meetings or to meet people occasionally and to hear them talking about it back. That awareness is probably one of the biggest things that came out in that report that just makes us really happy.
Mm-hmm. Does it mean that it also bring in more funding and financial support in the infrastructure and staffing?
It does. A few years ago in our legislature, we had a law passed that enabled school districts that were unaccredited or provisionally accredited to be able to include three-year-olds and four-year-olds, mm-hmm. a certain number of three-year-olds and four-year-olds, into their average daily attendance count, which is how we get funding through the foundation formula through the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. So at that point, it was exciting because we knew that the legislators were recognizing the importance of early childhood education, but it wasn't going to be funding that was available for any of us that were accredited districts until we reached full funding of the foundation formula. Mm-hmm. And so many of us thought that it would probably never happen because we had never really been fully funded in the foundation formula before, but they tweaked how they defined fully funded in the foundation formula, which flipped that lid for us and enabled us to be able to start counting 3 and 4 year olds in Springfield into our count. Since we've been an accredited district all along, we didn't think that was something we were going to be able to access. Mm-hmm. But then after that little change in the legislature happened, mm-hmm. then we were able to access that and add close to 550 spots because of that.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
So that definitely is a plus,
yes.
for our community.
Absolutely.
But definitely there are some red flags. You know, what are some of the kind of alarming and challenges that we face in our community in terms of early childhood?
Some of the red flags that were mentioned were child abuse and neglect. Mm-hmm. This is one that's pretty much always on that red flag list. We learned a few years ago from an expert that came into our community to talk with us about addressing child abuse and neglect issues and the concerns related to that. This is not something that we'll probably see change quickly, as many efforts as we put towards it. It's a generational issue, and according to the expert that we brought in, his name was Victor Veith, it will sometimes take as many as 3 generations, so as many as 60 years, to actually eradicate or greatly change the child abuse neglect rate. Of course, that's an issue for us. Another way of attacking that that I feel like we have recognized in our community and you hear more and more about is mental health awareness, mm-hmm. and we have lots of community partnerships and community agencies that are dealing with child and abuse and neglect, either directly or indirectly through mental health.
Another issue related to child abuse and neglect that is probably has something to do with suspension and expulsion, that we have pretty high rate in our community for young children.
Correct.
And can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, and not necessarily Springfield specifically. Mm-hmm. One of the things that is a difficult situation for early childhood providers, mm-hmm. is that if you are a licensed and or accredited facility and you have a child who is harming themselves or harming other children, mm-hmm. you're required to suspend them. You're mm-hmm. required to kick them mm-hmm. out of your child care facility and mm-hmm. not allow them to be there mm-hmm. to harm others. Where if we had mental health protections in place for those child care centers, then we would be able to address those needs in the schools. But as people know, and this isn't one of our red flags, but I think it's been a red flag before in this report, so many of our child care centers are under-resourced, and the people who work there are also under-resourced. And so it makes it very difficult to address those very serious needs that a lot of our children are coming in with.
Yeah, it is a complicated issue, and I believe that there'll be something that we all need to work on for a long time. Thank you so much for coming in to talk about this and to help us understand more about red flags and blue ribbons. You have been listening to the 2019 Community Focus Report Blue Ribbons Red Flag Series, part of the Making Democracy Work radio program sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Our guest today has been Missy Riley, Director of Early Childhood and Parents as Teachers in Springfield Public Schools. For more about this series, please visit the website at ksmu.org. Thanks for listening.